My name is Frederick Martin, and I am the owner of the family farm, which is now on the National Register in Stratford, New Hampshire. We would have had the other line go right through us, but I intervened spoke on the public interest as well as the private interest. The power line towers do damage the residents of Coos County, New Hampshire, and particularly the towns of Stewartstown and Colebrook, which depend heavily on tourism for their economic benefit. The scenic aspect of the region is destroyed by the lines of high voltage towers through the open countryside of those towns. Secondly, the power line towers do damage to the hospitality economy of the whole state of New Hampshire. Towers parallel to I-93, much higher than the trees, will be visible to all tourists coming up the highway. You don't see them now, but they will see it as they approach the primary resource of the economy, the tourist economy of the state, which is the White Mountains. There are six crossings of these 135-foot towers with the highway. The connections promised to substations do damage to the local generation economy for electricity in the state. The local generation of electricity has been mentioned as a source of reliability versus Canadian forest fires and ice storms. There is little need for the capacity of the project. The HVDC line underwater in the Hudson River is supposed to bring 1,000 megawatts to New York City in a few years. There is the Atlantic Wind Project on the coast of New Jersey and et al., which will bring in 1,000 megawatts to New York City by 2019. We badly need a regional study. It's been asked for apparently 2 years ago. This project should be studied to death. And finally, the presidential permit, it should be looked at on a national level. It should be denied on the national level because energy development needs encouragement in that offshore wind resource. According to Atlantic Wind, there's enough energy there to power the nation four times over. And wind power is cleaner than hydroelectric. It's not a question of natural gas versus hydroelectric. It's wind power against this power line. So finally, there is a national need for jobs outside in the U.S. Economy. We have unemployment. And the permit should be denied in order to encourage development of the U.S. resource off the Atlantic coast in preference to the ecologically inferior Canadian one.